84 capacities that returned to me when I got off psychiatric drugs. In order for an experience to create a life mission and a strong sense of purpose, it has to affect you to the core. Though I was only on psychiatric drugs for a few years of my life and the very lowest doses available, they affected me so strongly and took away so much that I could never forget or simply leave that experience behind me. I share this list not to torture people who are on them or struggling to get off, reminding them of how much is being taken away or could be taken away, but rather to validate the desire that many have to not take these substances and to be supported in better ways. I share this to validate how very necessary it is to create better systems for being with trauma and to facilitate the withdrawal process for those who would like to come off in every way we possibly can. When I was on psychiatric drug cocktail at age 21 to 22, I lost the abilities to do the things on this list with any regularity. Many of these things I could not do at all. Once I got off of them slowly and carefully, which was quite tedious and difficult, all of these capacities returned to me. Reading, thinking clearly, communicating my thoughts with others directly, night vision, 20/20 vision during the day, eating all kinds of foods, traveling, schoolwork, graduating college, writing, developing friendships, developing romantic relationships, walking more than one block, aerobic exercise, weightlifting, discernment about what to eat and which supplements to take, being attractive to others, showering regularly, brushing my teeth twice a day, changing my clothes, dressing nicely, understanding my own experiences and being able to communicate them, empathy for others, intuition, grasping and formulating complex concepts, teaching others from my experiences, yoga, doing artwork, dancing, singing, computer skills, awareness of some current events, appreciation of music, sexuality, leaving the house and socializing, meeting new people, trying new things, seeing a future, caring about people, caring about principles, feeling sad, feeling excited, feeling calm, being awake during most of the day, researching topics and discerning accurately what is relevant to me, working for money, committing to regular activities, classes, or meetings, falling in love, having creative goals, learning, grocery shopping, detangling my hair, expressing my feelings, doing my dishes, cleaning, being able to benefit from subtler health treatments like acupuncture, homeopathy, and organic herbs, eating healthy, loving people, attracting friends, engaging socially and feeling somewhat normal, quote unquote, caring what's going on in the world or my city, caring about other people's needs and acknowledging them, being able to talk about my life without using unproven, quote-unquote, mental health pseudoscience jargon, being able to see fact from fiction, writing down and finding meaning in my dreams, smiling for real, wanting to help others, caring about my life, health, and future, praying, believing in God, higher power, angels, being guided, having faith in myself and my life, inspiring trust in others, inspiring creativity in others, typing fast, journaling, shaving, wearing deodorant, regular menstruation, awareness of moon cycles, sexual arousal, normal hair growth, immunity, cooking, staying out of the house all day. May all beings be free to choose, and to choose with true informed consent, which cannot be expected from a doctor or medical care provider, but must be gotten with a combination of research, self-study, intuition, personal accounts, and fierce, unbiased logistical analysis. We must take back science from under the fist of commercials and indirect advertising.